Good morning, Sean and Sue, on a cold start to the week. Right now, 19 degrees in Toms River. Jen's got your news headlines.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. A Jackson chiropractor charged with criminal sexual contact after a patient reported he touched her inappropriately at his Jackson office during an adjustment. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says 68-year-old James Royal of New Egypt touched the female inappropriately during her regular appointment at Royal Sports Chiropractic. Investigators are looking for anyone else who may have had a similar experience with Royal. Meantime, a Lenoka Harbor resident arrested and charged with trying to lure underage girls for sex. The state attorney general office says Daniel D'Agostino faces several charges, including human trafficking, allegedly using the internet to prey upon children as young as 8 years old. He faces up to 20 years in prison. And Belmar was bathed in shades of green on Sunday as the largest St. Patrick's Day parade in New Jersey drew thousands to the Monmouth County town. More than 6,700 people signed up to march in the 52nd annual Belmar Lake Como St. Patty's Day parade, featuring 17 bagpipe bands. New Jersey Transit had to add more trains to its schedule to accommodate the number of visitors. Stay tuned to the Town Square New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Jen Ursulo. Now here's Dan Zarrell with Shore Weather.
Lots of sunshine today, light winds, dry weather, but still unseasonably cold for one more day. High temperature this afternoon only reaching 36 degrees. Clear and cold tonight, low of 28. Now we will start to warm up tomorrow with a high of 49. That's better, partly to mostly cloudy skies. And then 57 on Wednesday, but with periods of rain. Heavy stuff and rumbles of thunder are possible, especially late day on Wednesday. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.